Somewhere west of Shenyang, a teenager is stopping for dinner. Which is why the soybean harvest west of Peoria is not stopping, and a soybean processor is not stopping, and a ship's captain on the west coast is stopping, but just for a while. Somewhere west of Shenyang, a teenager is stopping for dinner, a dinner rich in soy protein. At ADM, we like the idea there'll be no stopping him now. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. At long last, the election is over. Now that we know who will be president the next 4 years, and the U.S. Congress is in place for the next 2 years, the obvious question must be, what does this mean for us? And I think it's fair to say that we have an administration in Congress that is very much aware where their support in the election came from. Look at that red map. It blankets the country, except for the large urban counties colored blue. President Bush owns most of the nation's real estate. And with that in mind, I would expect the administration to look favorably on rural America as government issues are dealt with. We want the tax cuts to be made permanent, including the elimination of the death tax. And that's a Bush priority. I think we'll get something done there. If not total elimination of the death tax, look for major relief. The Congress will be holding hearings on the next farm bill, and I think it's too soon to predict the details that'll come out of that. But without question, the budget deficit will likely force some cuts. In fact, a reconciliation bill next year will probably take a bite out of farm subsidies. I don't think it'll be severe, but the budget deficit is big and the spotlight is focused on it. Look for the president to bring out his veto pen in his final 4 years. And on the trade front, President Bush is a free trader, and he'll push bilateral trade deals as well as new trade rules in the WTO. U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Zoellick is expected to resign, but we'll wait and see. He's done a good job. I would not expect the Congress to make any significant concessions in farm program supports without comparable concessions from Europe. Why should we unilaterally disarm? Also, there's every likelihood that a voluntary plan for country of origin labeling will be passed in the lame duck session. President Bush has reiterated his broader priorities, tax reform, tort reform, Social Security reform. These are huge, difficult challenges. But the president said, I have political capital and I intend to spend it. It should be an exciting ride. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.